He's won. There's no way I'll win. So he's won. I'm not even really worrying about it anymore.
That's Senator Lyle Hilliard of Logan. Hilliard upset an incumbent for the state Senate's District 25 seat 40 years ago. And challenger Chris Wilson, a Logan business owner, has done the same to him in 2020. With only 38% of reported votes in the county, Hilliard conceded the race to Wilson, 62%, on Wednesday.
You know, obviously the people were looking for, you know, fresh ideas and a fresh perspective and a fresh approach. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
Wilson says term limits are something his campaign heard a lot about from voters. And he's pledged to serve a maximum of 3 terms, or 6 years, compared to Hilliard's 4 decades. Hilliard says his position on term limits has been confused, as was his controversial tax reform bill.
We have some serious problems with our revenue sources, which is even more complicated now by the COVID-19 and the revenue freefall.
Many argued the higher tax refund amount didn't properly offset the increased food tax before the bill was repealed, and Hilliard regrets not finding a solution to the complicated issue. But ultimately,
first of all, I'm very, very honored to have served the people of Cache Valley and Ridge County for this past 40 years. That's an honor beyond what I ever even express. I love this valley. I love the people here. I've loved serving for them. I think I've really made some good inroads and some significant benefits to them.
Wilson will go up against the Democratic candidate for the seat, Nancy Huntley, in the general election this November. But a Democrat hasn't filled the District 25 seat since Carl Swann's single 2-year term in 1971. Kat Webb of the Herald Journal contributed to this report. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.